Over the course of the 2024-25 high school basketball season, the MSC Sports Radio Network was able to bring you some of the best moments of the high school basketball season across the Sunflower State. Today, the best athletes from those moments are playing together on the same court. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the Northeast Kansas High School Basketball All-Star Games from Highland Community College. Let's head courtside for today's pregame show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome courtside here, KMZA. KMZA, you're probably MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Proffitt alongside here, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tappan, and Seth back in studio. Team Gold taking on Team Navy here on the way. 9 minutes, 30 seconds until we get on the way to tip-off. Team Navy head coach here by Derek Shelton, head coach of the Jonathan West Mustangs, a school that's not located too far here, located still in here at Highland, Kansas. So not far trip for him. John Thomas, head coach of the Nemaha Central Boys program here. He'll be head coaching of the Gold Squad. Taking a look at these teams, a lot of great talent on both sides. Derek Shelton, he'll have a couple of his players here competing for him. Cooper Everly from Jonathan West, man, he's a great guard. We'll see plenty of him tonight, but of course also some great stories that we'll see involving both the Axel Eagle boys, Brandon Schmusley from going to KU this year, Eli Broshman just committed to Baker University to be a linebacker. A lot of great skill level talent here will be played, but starters yet not refined out here officially. But again, both these teams, such great skill levels and skill ceilings. But again, head coach John Thomas taking away Team Gold. Got Justin Fluke here helping me color. Brandon Tappan taking over the job, getting some good interviews. We'll have those this game. We had just the Team Navy. It was Navy and Gold girls that just took on not long ago. It was Team Navy that took the victory, a big 10-plus marginal win. They had a lot of great players on their team. They had Dieters. They had Heim. They had Bowerly. But here we're going to see a lot of great players. And you talked about Navy for this boys matchup, and they have a lot of great talent as well. You got Logan Blevins from Troy, not too far on the same team. You'll have Gannon Bowe also from Troy, but of course you'll see a couple of matchups on the other side of the ball, on the other side of the tip. Justin, kind of what are we going to expect here going into this one? Navy taking on Gold here. We're going to see a lot of great matchups, and we're going to see two high-level coaches, a lot of great-level players.
Yeah, I think in this boys game, you normally try to figure out which team can get to 100 points first, because that's what the teams are shooting for. They want a whole bunch of points and usually try to get as many dunks in as they can. So I saw a lot of guys out here in pregame warmups trying to slam it down. A few were successful and a few were not, or maybe just a little bit rusty. I think that's kind of how the girls game was, you know. It took them a while to get going. Seemed like they needed to shake off a little bit of rust for a lot of these players. It's been 2 weeks, maybe even three or four since they've, you know, been on the basketball court competing. But I think there'll be a lot of scoring, hopefully some dunks, and a lot of great basketball here in this boys' contest, no doubt.
And you talk a lot, again, about some of these specific athletes, kind of talking about over here for Team Gold, Brandon Schmesley, a KU commit for football. On the other side, it will be Eli Broshman against him. And, you know, I know you've seen a lot of these players. I mean, Bodie Dillon from Holton, you've had a lot of chance to see him, covering him. Braden Peake as well. He's going to Washburn University to run track. What can you tell me about those Holton kids, more specifically here for him?
Well, a lot of athleticism, and that's really the theme when you look out on the court at all these players. I mean, you know, not only can most of them shoot, but they're just super athletic. The quickness, the ups that they have is phenomenal, and that's certainly what I think of. You look at guys like Bodie Dillon and Braden Peake. They're guys that have excelled in multiple sports like many of these guys out here, whether that's on the track or the baseball field, or, you know, Bodie was a starting quarterback of the Holton football team. So, you know, a lot of these guys, because of their athleticism and because they love sports so much, have competed throughout their careers at many different sports and had opportunities to shine with their schools. So athleticism, I think we'll see that on display here throughout the contest as well.
Well, you mentioned a couple of those hops. I just saw Braden Peake make a dunk. I think we're going to see a couple of those today. I was able to call Schmesley getting a dunk throughout the season. I'm sure we're going to see a lot more. But you talk about, of course, all the talent here, not just from the TVL, but also the NAKL. And you kind of you mix and match a bunch of different leagues, mix and match a different bunch of classifications. But you put together, you know, a nice ingredient. You know, you make a nice little cake there out of a team of different sides. of all kinds of different pieces. And what do you put together here, and how do you get going early for both of these sides, for both Navy and Gold?
Yeah, I think it's tricky because a lot of these players, they kind of know each other. They've played against each other. But, you know, it's a whole other ballgame when they're your teammate. You don't kind of know their tendencies and maybe, you know, the strength of their game or what they're thinking on the court just because of that lack of playing time together. So it is tricky, but no doubt, you know, we're blessed, and we talk about it every sport, every year. Northeast Kansas, by far and away, always has, you know, top-caliber teams that always are in the postseason, always winning and making deep runs. That's what makes our job so much fun and so great. Because, yeah, whether it's the Twin Valley League, the Northeast Kansas League, the new Big East League, just a ton of talent and a lot of competitive athletics and good success, not only during the season, but in the postseason as well. So it'll be fun, yeah. I think it'll take a while to get going a little bit, just like the girls' game, as these guys try to fill each other out. Basically, they got a 45-minute practice, and that's all. They met at noon today. They got 45 minutes to kind of practice and work together. And that was it. And now they're ready to come out here on the court for this game today.
Well, we'll take a quick two-minute break. We'll be right back at the Highland Court side, or maybe we're going to see if Brandon Savage here.
Might want to talk to Coach John Thomas, I think, before we go to break.
I think he's going over there. Okay, we're going to get in with head coach John Thomas up Nemaha Central. All right, back to you here, Brandon.
Nemaha Central basketball coach here, and that is John Thomas coaching the Gold team today. Just talk about the experience and coaching a great group of guys here.
Well, I think it's always exciting for seniors to get together with people that they've either played against or probably, you know well, and have a good time playing together. And getting to coach it is an honor, but, you know, it's more for them.
You guys had another great year, of course, here in 24 and 25 into the sub-state tournament. But just talk about your group of guys this year and that experience you had with them.
I think as a whole squad, we had a blast. It was a really good experience this year, and you know, we didn't end the way we wanted to end, but it was a great bunch of kids to coach, very coachable, and they made every day fun.
Colby Freeze on the other side. You're coaching against him here today. He just committed to Manhattan Christian College. Talk about him, his career, and then obviously kind of coaching against him here today.
Hey, you, Colby's. Worked on his game a lot over the last 2 or 3 years, and I'm happy for him. He's going to go on and play somewhere, and I think Manhattan Christian College is probably a pretty good fit for him. And he will continue to work hard to be stronger and more athletic for them.
Finally, Coach, you haven't had a ton of time to really work anything in, a little bit of practice time maybe, but talk about maybe the strategy here, letting these guys go, and what's kind of the expectations on your end as the coach here.
Well, I guess the strategy is we put the right five together, first of all, and so we've got them split into two groups of five and kind of rotate them through. No, we put a few things in, but not much. It's pretty much going to be pass the ball around and cut and find the best shot you find.
There it is, Gold head coach. That is John Thomas, Nemaha Central. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, back to you.
All right, thank you, Brandon Chapman. Again, that was head coach John Thomas. Had a couple times to talk to him this season as well as following him this inning against Council Grove, 64-58. But that team won 13 games in a row. When I was talking to John Thomas kind of throughout the season on the coaches' shows, really what he was able to do, he said, this is one of the best starts I've had to his season, and he really liked the boys. Really, it was an overall great year for him. Brandon Tappan here soon. He's going to get here with head coach Derek Sheldon, again, head coach of the Donovan West boys. But, man, you talk about John Thomas, what an incredible coach that's able to do so much this year. He will be coaching against one of his players in Colby Free. All right, here's to you, Brandon Tappan, down court size with head coach Derek Shelton.
All right, guys, here with Donovan West basketball coach Derek Shelton leading the Navy squad today. Just talk about the experience and just getting to coaching this game.
Yeah, it's a good experience, you know, to get to come up here and see kids from all over that we've kind of seen all year and get them together and have a little fun.
Yeah, certainly some of the best athletes here. I mean, what's kind of the strategy on your end as the coach? You've had, you know, very little time to maybe put anything, if anything, together. So, you know, Coach Thomas on the other side said, hey, let's just put the best five on the floor. Is that kind of the same mentality for you?
Yeah, we split up two teams here. We'll stop them, you know, every 4 or 5 minutes. And then, yeah, no plays or nothing. We're just going to go play.
Well, again, just talk about the excitement again and kind of the expectations on your end coaching this team today.
Oh, no, just like I told the boys, just go out and have some fun. You know, this end of the year, you know, celebrate what you've done the last 4 years and go have some fun.
Donovan West boys basketball coach Derek Shelton, head coach of the Navy squad. Guys, back to you.
I appreciate that, Brandon Tappman. Again, he was with Derek Shelton, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs. On his team, he'll have Cooper Everly. Again, here we are going off into the lineup, starting off here with Team Navy. Their starting lineup, number one, Braden Brockman from Blue Valley Randolph. Number two, Kyler Wenger from Sabatha, the Blue Jay. Number seven, Brody Kotman from Mar Hill Mount Academy, a first-team All-Leaguer from the NHL 2025. Luke Siebert, also from Mar Hill Mount Academy. Two Ravens with each other, both on that first-team All-League from the Northeast Kansas League. And then number nine, Gannon Bowe, who's going to KU to study. I'll give here Justin the lineups here for Team Gold, head coached by John Thomas.
Yeah, his five-starting lineup is Hayden Carney from Valley Falls, Cameron Boswell from Hiawatha. Also starting for the Gold today will be Jackson Coulterman of Onega, Braden Peak from Holton, and Andrew Baker from Jefferson County North. So I like the strategy for both coaches. You know, it's hard enough getting all these guys on the same page and kind of learning to play together, but there's 10 members on each of these teams, so it makes it really easy. You just got 5 and 5 in and out with those 5 and 5, and at least those 5 get to build a little bit of chemistry and cohesiveness. So I think it's a good idea for both coaches. Makes their job easier as well. You kind of split them into 2 groups of 5 and hope you can get some good play from them in this game.
So again, here looking at Team Gold, head coached by John Thomas, a couple of their players individually, Braden Peake from Holton, the second team in the Big East in 2025. And in the Big East, it got expanded a lot, so the competition, it got a little higher there for him. What kind of level of competition are you going to see in level play here from ones that kind of come from that 3A classification compared to one that's, you know, from a class of class 1A Division 2, like an Axel? I mean, you see those classifications kind of differ at a basketball level?
You know, I think that's what's cool about this, is because I don't think you'll be able to look out there and say, oh, that's a 3A player, that's a 4A player, oh, that must be a 1A player. I don't feel like that's really much of it at all. Like, I feel like if people didn't know the school and they were just watching this game, they would have a hard time differentiating. So I guess that's a kudos and a credit to the smaller schools, because I think every year they show up and it looks like they belong. You know, they're deserving of being here and being an all-star. They can compete on the court, and that happens during the regular season as well. You see a 2A versus a 4A school, or a 1A versus a 3A school, and sometimes the smaller schools win. So something to watch, but I don't think something that an average fan would notice for sure. And it's kind of an opportunity for the smaller school kids to say, hey, you know, I can play with, you know, kids from bigger schools as well.
Yeah, kind of a little joke there about that first game in the girls' game. Again, Navy winning 68-7. We kind of said that Navy had a little bit of a stacked roster. How do you feel like these rosters kind of stack against each other overall, Navy against Gold?
I haven't studied them a ton. I didn't talk to as many people. I talked to 3 or 4 people before the girls' game, and, yeah, they all kind of said the same thing. They thought Navy was a little more loaded. We joked and said the line was 12.5. They won by 11, right? So, but I don't know. I got to be honest. I haven't talked to very many people and the coaches personally today, and haven't dissected it enough to really feel like it's going to be lopsided one way or the other. So at this case, I'm just hoping and betting that it's a great competitive game from start to finish.
I think my big familiarity really comes from the players from the TVL. That's where I mostly reside at. And Brandon Schmesley and Brockman on the opposite sides of the court. But let me just say one thing about these two players. They're both going defensively for football. It is Brandon Schmesley as kind of a safety to KU, and then Brockman going to Baker as a linebacker. But let me tell you, it's their defensive side in their presence on the basketball court that was really impressive. Both of them scored over 1,000 points throughout their careers, but it was really the defensive side that made it. And a lot of players can kind of say the same thing. It's defensively what makes them, not just the points they can contribute, but all the other things, the rebounds, the steals. And what are we going to kind of see here from some of those players? Because, again, this is going to be the end it for some of these people in their kind of careers here. You know, not everyone here is going to pursue basketball or sports further on here. So, you know, what all do you give here as possibly the last chance you're going to get? What all do you put on the court here?
Well, I appreciate the talk about defense and the talk about, you know, the football mentality that you alluded to with a few of those players. But here's one thing that I can tell you from All-Star Game experience, Crendon, and that's that most of those players out there right now on the court that we're going to see today, defense is not at the top of their mind. Even if it was during the regular season, if that was the role, the All-Star Game, I feel like, is all about just scoring and making impressive shots and highlight plays. So, yeah, there'll be some defense today, but it's not the focal point, no doubt.
All right, working right, left, your dial, Team Gold. Here with it. Now we get on the tip-off. It is 2:20 minute abs. Here we go. It is Gold to start off. Hayden Carney for the Valley Falls Dragons. Taking across for Team Gold at the top. Right-hand dribbling screen set by him by Jackson Coltsprint. Now he returned up to the top of Boswell. Boswell high off the Red Hawk, trying to get right off the start here for Team Gold. As we get going here, left side flash. Coltsman sinks the three-point shot. Good start. We mentioned we are at a collegiate level three-point line. Coltsman already swishing one from deep. Oh, half-court shot. Looking for the finesse. And a finish underneath is Siever, who got the rebound. Someone's awfully happy and relaxed to be here, Justin.
That must have been by design. Hey, we're going to come out and shoot a half-court shot on our first possession. Worked out, got the rebound and the putback.
Air shot, jumper by Coltsman, gets missed. Now taken down here by the court by Team Navy. Drive up here at the top by Gannon Bow. Quick jumper off the right elbow, going in for two.
Bow from Troy and Siebert from Mar Hill with the first two buckets for the Navy All-Stars.
4-3, Navy ahead by one here. Both buckets on the inside of the perimeter. At top, now the Coltsman. Coltsman, who sunk that three to start things for Gold, flashes out to the right with the pass inside. Dribble and drive by Boswell. Going to get it to go in now, taking it up with the left hand. Fadeaway finish. Andrew Baker from JCN going in for two. There's plenty of opportunities throughout the season to talk to JCN's head coach and the ability of what he said about his team. Again, it was a young team, but Baker was the one who led it. He took the charge as one of the lone seniors. He got sick a couple of times throughout the season, but let me tell you, his ability to be a leader on the court and to be able to put that experience to the lower levels really speaks a lot about a player like Baker.
No doubt. And there's so many of these players like Baker, you know, that they were used to during the season kind of being the go-to person. A lot of times they were asked to create their own offense. Well, in a game like this, you don't have to because you got so many other guys out there that are capable of creating shots and scoring as well.
Brayden Brockman taking with USF right step side, going in for two for Team Navy. Navy back ahead in the lead, 6-5, leading by one. Inside drive, looking to turn around, 17:59 left in the first half. Three-point shot from the north, taking it south. Great three-point shot from Cameron Boswell.
We've had six field goals made, and they've already been by six different individuals.
That one, a long three attempted by Kyler Wenger from Sabatha, misses. The rebound by Carney. He takes it down the court, right side, right next to the Navy bench. Inside, spinning around, firing, fadeaway shot, two-hand to try to throw it up, but it goes out of bounds for the turnover.
Carney, part of that Valley Falls team that won an exciting first-round game, got to the semifinals of the 2A state tournament this year. But Hayden Carney's a baseball man.
Wow, three-point shot way deep by Brockman, sunk. And the boys, they're not finding any trouble here with that long three-point line. In fact, they're not using a three-point line. They're going 4 foot from it. They're taking nothing but impressive shots here. Back in the lead squad, it's Navy 9-8. At the top right of the elbow, Boswell nearly losing the ball, recollected a half court here by his Peak. Peak now to left side, three-pointer attempted by Coulterman, gets missed and rebound by Navy. Traveling here, taking it down the court, Wenger. Wenger out to his left side, off the pass, three-point shot, gets missed, thunged off the board, and Peak picks it up down low.
Another shot clock only came into play once or twice during the girls' game. I don't think we'll have to worry about it at all here in this boys' game.
No, I think the scoring here is going to be a quick thrill. Three-point shot from the top, but an air ball by Jackson Coltsman. And he's the one who started this one off with the three-point contest. Here's still Navy ahead, up by one, 9-8, 16:32 left to go this first half. Again, we're going by college rules, two halves, 20 minutes apiece. Three-point shot on the way and bung in the bucket by Brayden Brockman. Brockman already here with a solid start, 8 points, 3-for-4 from the field, 2-of-3 from outside the perimeter. Now, quick toss behind the back to Jackson Coltsman of Onega. Inside drive for the Buffalo, stampeding, gets the foul. He'll go up to line to shoot two.
First foul, first free throw's coming up. But, yeah, Brayden Brockman, he's kind of stole the show. He's one of the guys from the 1A school you talk about, Blue Valley Randolph, first-team all-TVLer this year, second-team last year, but 8 points already for Brockman, off to a great start for the Navy, who will make their subs and bring five different players in here to the game. So that'll be Cooper Eberle from Donovan West, LT Thomas of Sabatha, Eli Brockstrom of Axtell, also Logan Evans of Troy, now on the floor for Derek Shelton's team.
Coltsman misses the first free throw shot, looks to sink the second, that one off the board, but a quick rebound by Peak. Peak peeks it right back inside. Does a great job just getting inside to ensure his first 2 points this game. Four scores here for Team Navy. They'll have mine here too. 12-10 with it. 3-point shot long, looking for the fadeaway. Just a quick miss. Now into the hands of Jackson Coltman, taking it down the court. Left hand dribbling. Now the right, past the H. Dribbling underneath the legs, going one-on-one against Logan Blevins. Taking it off the right hand finish. Going in for two for Team Gold is Jackson Coltman.
Second bucket for the Onega Buffalo. Ties us here at 12 as we go back and forth.
And you mentioned Coltman. Not a lot of wins from that Onega team, but the ones that they fought for, they fought well and hard. Here underneath, nice throw back in. Quick work here. LT Thomas with it on the baseline. Lost control. And now back into the hands here of Gold. Amber Boswell.
Down to Brandon. I think he's got our first interview for the Navy All-Stars. Brandon, take it away.
Yeah, guys, here with Gannon Bo out of Troy. Gannon, man, talk about this experience, man, just playing in this All-Star game today.
It's pretty fun just getting to play around, do whatever.
Yeah, some of the best players. Obviously, it's a little bit different. I'm sure the mentality is still win the game, but still have fun. What's that balance like, trying to, you know, differentiate having fun but still going out there to win?
It's kind of hard because you want to just mess around, but we obviously want to win because we're competitors.
Talk about your career at Troy. Obviously, a sub-state semifinal game at Burlingame. You guys win 14 games. Very good football player. Had some success there. What's maybe a favorite memory or two, you know, during your time at Troy?
From basketball or anything? Probably going to state my freshman year.
Okay.
That was really fun.
Talk about your future plans. What's next for you?
I'm going to KU's business administration major.
Okay. Awesome stuff, man. Have some fun today.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That's Troy's Gannon Bo. Guys, back to you.
Quick score here by Team Gold. Garrett Martin underneath the basket. Throw to him by Luke McAfee, who just came in here from Horton. Quick. Oh, trying to get it down the court with Schmesley. He just walked back into the, first time here into this game. Quick turnover. Right back to Navy squad. LT Thomas taking another 3-point shot. Missed. Schmesley to take it away here again. The KU commit for football. He's a great basketball player as well. Just kind of a great overall multi-sport athlete, as you can kind of contribute a lot of players to having that kind of skill level. Here, 3-point shot up from top from Trenton Van Houten of Valley Falls, a player that transferred there this year. He was originally an Oski Bear. Here, taken away, Schmesley, right back for the steal at the top of the key. Now, right back into the hands, looking for the left-hand finish off of Eli Brockschman. Well, a teammate there of his on the opposite side of the floor. Brockschman goes in for two. No mercy as a fellow teammate. And a short corner drive gets missed by Team Gold. Here, Navy taking it right back, setting up an alley-oop. LT Thomas, it was from Logan Blevins. And now kicked outside the perimeter. 3-point shot by Brockschman gets missed and underneath the basket. Looking to finish Thomas, LT Thomas.
And that Gold lineup right now, Luke McAfee of Horton, Trenton Van Houten, Valley Falls, Bodie Dillon, Holton, Braden Schmelsley, Axtell, and Garrett Martin from Hanover.
3-point shot on the way, just off the back of the board from Team Gold. Ball getting knocked out of bounds. It will stay Gold possession. 3-point shot was up by Luke McAfee from Horton. Now a timeout here. Thank you. We'll take a timeout here as well. Back in just a minute here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, 16-14. It's Team Navy with the lead.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet, Justin Fluke, and Brandon Tabbin getting us the interviews on the sideline. Seth back in studio in just under 13 minutes left to go. The first half, LT Thomas, the rebound here for Navy. Navy with the lead, 16-14. Shot up here by Cooper Eberle. First time for him in the game. Couldn't get it to go in. And underneath the basket, Colby Free, who comes in here for Navy. Again, he is a 6'8" player from Nemaw Central going against his head coach, John Thomas. Now underneath the basket, Brandon Schmesley with his first 2 points on the game here for Team Gold. Still a 2-point lead, 18-16 for Navy. Kick back out, left side of the wing in the short corner. Driving with it is Colby Free. Free turns the basket, couldn't get it to Scotian. Ben Houghton makes the rebound, and he takes it down the court. In the key, floats it up top. Not quite a dunk, but Schmesley is able to put the floater in. Schmesley now back-to-back points. Looks like we're going to get an interview here with Brandon Tabin. Down to you at the sideline.
Yeah, I won't keep him too long here. So about this, Kyler Wenger joining us here, man. Just obviously just talk about the start of this game. Pretty high flying, pretty high scoring. And how fun is it to kind of play in this game today?
Yeah, it's awesome to play in this game, and especially to get the opportunity to. The start of this game, there's a lot of threes going up, so we're going to have to knock down some shots.
Yeah, still getting an opportunity to play with LT Thomas, of course. Just talk about this senior season you guys were able to put together, make a sub-state championship game and, you know, that close game against Silver Lake. But just talk about this season for you guys.
Yeah, some people weren't expecting us to come in and make the run we did, but we had a strong senior class with a lot of people, so we put together a pretty good season.
Talk about the baseball season now for you guys, just getting going. How excited are you, you know, one final time here for the spring sports season?
It's going to be one fun last ride. I mean, with the seniors we have out, we don't have many out, but it's going to be fun, and we're going to try to make a run.
Finally, just give us kind of the future plans. What's next for you?
I've committed to Manhattan Christian Community College to play basketball, and, yeah.
Awesome stuff against about this Kyler Wenger. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, guys, back to you.
Thank you, Brandon Tabin with player Kyler Wenger from Sebastopol. A 3-point shot up by Luke McAfee and good for Navy. Gold. Gold takes the lead 21-18 with 10:50 left to go here in the first half. 3-point shot up here by Bodie Dillon. Gets Smith out of bounds. Turnover. Navy takes over on the throw in. Cooper Everly from Donovan West. Down by three.
Going to get the five starters back in for the Navy All-Stars. That's Brockman from Blue Valley, winger of Sabet that we just heard from. Also, Brody Kottman of Mar Hill, Luke Siebert of Mar Hill, and Gannon Bo from Troy back on the floor.
Kottman takes it down the court. Brockman with that nice drive. I think last second there, he decided to elect not to go for the dunk, look for the layup, but missed. Schmesley gets the rebound. Inside drive here. Take a couple steps. They let him take an easy road and pass to the basket for the dunk. I think...
That was just kind of a nice little, here we go, showtime, both ends.
Oh, I think they're just going to say, all right, it's a dunk-off now, because they let Brockman take an easy path as well, even easier. You can put a truck through the path he did. So now I think they're just trying to show off a little bit, a little more fun here in the boys' game. You've seen a lot of impressive three-point shots, and now that one, a nice underneath the legs, little dishwasher move there from Golds. It's McAfee, who got the nice layup shot to go in. Now Navy tries a three-point shot up and sunk in by Gannon Bowe. Bowe, he was our first interview of the day. Shout-out to Brandon Tabin down there at the sideline getting us that action. Here, looks like we're going to get a timeout taken by head coach John Thomas from Team Gold. 9:47 left to go here in the first half. 25-23 is the score. It's Gold leading the way. We're back in here in just 1 minute on MSN Sports Radio Network.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 3-point shot here up on the way, and nothing but a swish swish for Team Gold looking for the spark. That's Jackson Coulterman from Onega here. Another 3-point shot to add to this quarter there for him. Now a 3-pointer here to try to respond for Navy. Rebound picked up top by Andrew Baker. Gold now takes it back over. Here now down the court, Team Gold, left-hand layup, trying to look for the finish. Cameron Boswell gets fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the charity stripe.
Couple free throws coming. I think that timeout was kind of the substitute for John Thomas, but he also probably mentioned his team during that timeout. I know it's an all-star game. I know we all want to dunk and score, but it's okay to play defense, too. It's all right. You can really play defense because we saw both teams just kind of clearing out the paint for each other, saying, hey, here's your opportunity to go have a highlight reel. And speaking of highlight reel, Brandon Tadman's got a guy that can slam it down as well, and Colby Free on the sideline. Brandon, take it away.
Yeah, guys, here at Nemaha Central's Colby Free. Man, just talk about the experience and playing in this all-star game today.
It's amazing. Just going to go have fun. Play just a bunch of guys that just want to play basketball, that just love to get up and down the floor, and it's awesome. I mean, just love the sport, love to play with these guys. It's amazing.
Well, you just committed to Manhattan Christian College. Just talk about that decision, what went into it, and obviously kind of the next step for you.
Yeah, it was a big decision. I took a lot of time to decide, and then ultimately I thought it was the best fit for me. I liked it the best. Hopefully I can step in and take a role there and then compete.
What's it like playing against your head coach and John Thomas on the other side leading the gold? You know, he's been doing this for a long time, and now I'm guessing probably the first time you've ever had to go up against him as a coach.
Yeah, it is the first time. It's awesome. When I found out he was coaching here, I kind of wanted to compete against him because I was like, that's fun. I never got to do that. So, yeah, it's definitely new, but I love it.
So impressed with your game. Saw you multiple times this year. Is there any player or somebody that you look up to, kind of model your game after a little bit?
I mean, I look up to, like, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the NBA. He's, like, kind of a similar position style as me. So, definitely look up to him a little bit. And then the GOATs, MJ, Kobe, LeBron. So, yeah.
Kobe Free and Nemaha Central, man. Have fun. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Tall kid, back to you guys.
Eckerd up top, 34-37, 35 left to go here in the first half. It is Team Gold here still at the lead. You missed out on a couple of trips down to Dunkin' Donuts. Braden Peak was the one who got it going on. And, man, we might just see another one here. Oh, nope, that one's out of the ice cream cone and picked up by Jackson Colton at the top of the key. He takes it down the court. Oh, we might just see another one. Oh, no, reverse maybe a setup. Oh, man, you're going to see all kinds of tricks here. It looks like a magician show showed up by both sides and no defense being played, and we're going to see another dunk. Man, this one is who can make the more impressive dunk? No, okay, they're going to let Braden Brockman try his. I'm going to give that maybe a 7.5 out of 10. Where are you going to give that one, Justin, for Brockman?
Well, that was, yeah, I'd go 7 out of 10. Pete tried the windmill dunk. That would have been impressive if he would have got that a moment ago. They're just clearing it out, letting anybody that wants to dunk go at it. Hey, it's all about fun, and they're definitely having fun. As nobody's playing defense for sure. It is all offense here today.
Yeah, just getting them prepared for NBA level type play. Andrew Breaker out that three-point shot here, 37-32. It's Team Gold ahead by 5, 6:28 left to go in this first half. And three-point shot missing. And you're kind of seeing not really too much face guarding, even on three-point shots. It's like, hey, just score, man. This is the last time for some of you guys. And now you set up top. Braden Peak through the block. He goes in for the big-time dunk. Peak. Two dunks in the last 3 minutes, and I'm sure throughout your season, Justin, with the Holton Channel, you probably got a couple of dunk calls and some good ones, too, from Braden Peak throughout the year.
Yeah, there was, and there was a couple games where they had it designed to start the contest with a couple dunks right out of the game, and super impressive. Yeah, going to miss that because Holton graduates all their size, and yeah, may not be many more dunks coming in the Holton future, but Peak had his share, and man, it is a dunking clinic right now for these two teams. It's all about showtime here in Highland.
Well, you talk about the height. There's a lot of players out there that really stand at large. Kobe Free being the tallest here at 6'8". Man, he's just a real arch over the rest of his competition. I mean, just look at there at the huddle right there. He's a good about 4 inches. LT Thomas just out to his right. And, you know, what does height really kind of play into a factor here?
Well, I don't know how much it plays into a factor. It obviously helps, and you can't coach height. Everybody wants to be taller, right? Even Colby Free would probably say, you know, I'm 6'8", but I'd happily be 6'9 or 6'10". It's something you really can't control, something you can't coach, and some guys don't need it. You know, they got the athleticism and the ups, and, you know, if you have it's a blessing. But, yeah, no matter how tall these guys are today, everybody's not only trying to score, but everybody's trying to get a dunk down here at some point. Looks like for the Gold All-Stars, it's going to be back to their starters. Hayden Carney of Valley Falls, Cameron Boswell of Hiawatha, Jackson Colterman of Onega, Braden Peak of Holton, and Andrew Baker from Jeff County North on the floor for Gold.
Team Navy taking it down the court. Cooper Everly inside here. LT Thomas Going to try to go for the dunk. Couldn't get it to go in. Carney gets the rebound. Takes it down the right side. Now switches it back up to the top of the perimeter. Between the legs now. Left and right hand. Right between the wickets. And now right side floats it. Tries to go to peak, but turns the ball over right into the hands of a Navy defender. Down the court here. Now splashed out the corner. Colby Free tries the three. The big man gets it to hit. I would have expected Free to be the first one to try to dunk, but hey, he comes out here and hits a three, 39-35. Gold headed just by four. Long three-point shot taken by Bodie Dillon. Gets missed, but is reset right back to Team Gold outside the perimeter. And the style of play here, very slow-paced on both sides here. Compare that girls' game, and usually, you kind of say opposite. Usually it's the guys' game that gets a little more intense. This one, a little more laid back. Put out your lawn chairs out there in the stands. Here, down the court, four-court pass all the way down. Logan Blevins to get his first 2 points on the contest with an easy layup and bucket. Now just a two-point game, 39-37. Gold still up by two. 5 minutes left to tick here in half number one. Carney with it, right-hand dribbling. Takes an easy lane and a right-hand finish for Carney. All the carnage for Carney on the right-hand dribble. That's his first 2 points of the game here for Navy. They already have six individual scores on the contest. Real impressive stat line there. They're trying to get everybody involved.
LT Thomas just got his second bucket. I think eight guys have scored. And I think there's another three. That's nine threes and six dunks. We might keep track of those. Probably going to be more threes than dunks, but every shot pretty much a dunk or a three, except a couple layups we've seen so far.
Braden Peake, you hit the three-point shot. Add on to his already Duncan madness today. Down the court, Braden Peake. They're going to let him try to take another. There he goes. Braden Peake right back inside with another dunk on top.
He's tired. He's made four shots. Three of them have been dunks.
Well, your success rate from shooting should be pretty easy when you're no farther than inside of the rim as it would go.
Braden just called a timeout, partially because they're going to make a sub, but it gives us a chance to take a quick timeout as well. With 4:03 to go, first half, it's Gold 46 and Navy 39 here on the All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, long two by Trenton Van Houten. We're going to send this one right down the court side to Brandon Tatman with 3:22 left to go in this first half. Tatman, right to you.
All right, guys, here with Luke Sieber of Moorhill Mounts Academy. Just talk about the experience playing in this game today.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, just good. Get to play with some guys and easy to play with around NDK and have fun with them.
And you guys had the new additions. Of course, the league changed a little bit. Riverside and Troy coming in. You guys swept the league and won the league title once again. Just talk about the 21 season. I know it ended up short in the sub-state title game, but just another good year for you guys.
Yeah, it was a good year for us. We had a lot of adversity with a lot of new people in the program and had a good couple first weeks, but just fell short at the end. But.
And now getting ready for spring sports, play golf. What's the handicap right now?
I don't have a registered one, but I shot an 80 at Sunflower Hills on Friday.
Okay.
Got sixth place.
Okay. Yeah, very solid there. And obviously the future plans, what's next for you after you finish up your high school career?
I'm going to go to K-State to study biochemistry to be a dentist.
All right. Awesome. Go Cats, right?
Yes, sir. Go Cats.
All right, Luke Siebert, thanks again, man.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Luke Siebert, Moorhill Mounts Academy. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Luke Siebert and Brandon Tatman here back on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Oh, Colby Free, there's his dunk. I just mentioned I thought he hit a dunk before he hit a three. He did it in opposite order, but he still gets it done there on the interior. Inside look here by Luke McAfee. He goes in and puts it in for two. 2:33 left to go this first half. Team Gold ahead by 7:50, 2:43. Taking it down underneath the basket. Keep it in fairly. Logan Blevins keeping a hold. Swatted back out of bounds. It will stay here with Navy.
No doubt both teams pacing for over the century mark here in this game today. Now 8 total dunks in the contest.
8 total dunks and 11 three-point shots made. Just an overall impressive scoring performance. Turnover down the court being taken by McAfee. Could not get it to slip in. Now down the court here, back into Navy's control. They're taking it. Eberle setting up the alley-oop, and it's good for a dunk by Colby Free. Shout out to Eberle. He's going to go study broadcasting at Fort Scott, something that I think we have a little bit of a profession in. I think so, Justin.
Right? Wanted to see that.
152 left to go. Schmezley goes in, trying to get the two. Gets it back. Schmezley again, he is committed to going to KU for football. The 8-man player soon to be on an 11-man field. What incredible accolades he put up in his time. 11 points per game, 5.9 rebounds a game, and 4.5 assists per game in his time. Down the court here, Kyler Wenger for Navy, going in for an easy two, 52-45. Gold still with the lead by 7, 1:42 left to go in the first half. Downside quarter here for Gold. Left side of your dial, Gold again, Gold tops in the black shorts, looking for a dunk. That's Garrett Martin. He hangs off the rim trying to get to go in, did not. Navy takes over. They'll try to respond with a dunk and showing them how it's done. It's Luke Siebert from the Ravens. Mar Hill Mat Academy, he flocks in and goes in for two. Three-point shot outside of the perimeter by Dillon. Gets missed, picked up by Navy. Last good underneath. Oh, looks like a missed opportunity for an alley-oop there by Siebert, trying to look for Brockman. Now an easy turnover down the court. That's how you get it done. Garrett Martin there that time. He hits his dunk. Now we're just under 60 seconds left to go. You might see pacing go a little above a snail's pace now, but three-point shot all the way from half court at the H. That's our second here by Team Navy tanking.
Yeah, Braden Brockman hit a tried a three from half court to start the game. Just tried another one there. He does have the leading scoring honors right now at 12 points in this game.
Another alley-oop set up. That time, Schmezley could not get it to go in. Now you're taken back over by Team Navy. Set up alley-oop over the back, trying to look to finish with Brockman. It was set up by Gannon Bow. Couldn't get it to finish. Schmezley now down the court. He sets up an alley-oop underneath to Martin. Martin couldn't get it. 26 seconds left now in the first half. And going with the windmill. Siebert goes in for the finish, 54-51. Three-point lead here by Team Gold with 16 seconds left to go in the first half. Martin gets set up once more by Schmezley, and he points straight to the crowd with it. That's a dunk. Good for Garrett Martin. Back-to-back dunks good for him. Put some sprinkles on top. Here's your sprinkles. That's a three-point shot outside the perimeter. Kyler Wink on the three-point shot, and that ends the first half. What a good scoring one, 56-54. We're going to take this one right down to Brandon Satman, as we'll also have the halftime right after.
All right, guys, here with Eli Brockstrom. A couple minutes here from the Axel Eagles. Man, how about this? First half, you guys played 56-4, turned into a dunk fest and long three-point shots. Was that kind of expected for this game so far?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about before the game, we're just going to light it up, run the score clock up, and try to please the fans.
Man, congratulations on a heck of a career. Obviously, you still got the spring sports season to come, but 4 straight football titles. You guys captured the basketball title this year. Now an opportunity for a 3rd straight track and field title. Just the amount of success that you have had at Axel. Just talk about that. And obviously, it's just, I'm sure something you hadn't really dreamed of it, you know, being that kind of success.
Oh, yeah, it's abnormal. It's abnormal, but, I mean, we've dreamt this since we were in kindergarten up to grade school, and we work hard, and the hard work is shown. But I mean, couldn't be here without my teammates. Blessed to have them, all of our coaches and community. It's great.
Yeah, talk about Coach Tynan, of course, leading the basketball team to a second state championship. You know, just that ride for your senior year and the way you guys were going out. How much of an influence was he throughout your career?
Oh, he's an amazing guy. I mean, he pushes us every day in practice, every day in weights. We're out there just working hard, and we couldn't have done it without him. I mean, we love him, and thanks to him, we got another basketball title for our school.
Well, congratulations on the commitment to Baker. I mean, what went into that decision, and obviously got to be pretty, you know, stoked to get that part of your life going.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I know a few guys down there, and I work out for the linebacker coach, so I mean, I'm excited to move on to my next path and hopefully win some more games down there.
Your fellow teammate, Brandon Schmelsley, going to KU, and you guys are playing on opposite teams today, at least. You know, what's it like being his teammate, you know, growing up and all the success with him and now facing against him one final time here on the floor?
It's awesome.
We're competitive all day, every day in practice. I mean, we push each other. We're the reason we're so good. And, I mean, love them, but we're out here. We're competing. We got to win. We got to win tonight.
Yeah, it's going to get competitive for sure. Eli Brockstrom, thanks again, man. Congrats on all the success, and good luck at Baker.
Thank you.
All right, guys, back to you. Kind of a wild sequence of events down the end of the stretch here, but a lot of alley-oops and a lot of threes, I would expect. No different in the second half. Eli Brockstrom, thank you.
All right, we'll be back with the second half. Halftime here, just a little bit on the way. We're going to take a couple-minute break here. Gator turning the MSC Sports Radio Network, 56-54. It's Team Gold with the two-point lead. Again, you heard it. Tons of dunks, tons of sprinkles from outside the perimeter. We'll be back here in a couple minutes on the MSC Sports Radio for the NKL All-Star Games.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect. You can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, or Casey Patterson in Holton today. Then you can rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, and Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm your play-by-play, Crit and Profit, alongside here Justin Fluke, Brandon Sabin. Good job there down the sideline, getting us the interviews. And Seth back in studio. We got about 5 minutes, 16 seconds until we start the second half action. 56-54 is the score. It's Team Gold with the two-point lead. And I would say a high-intense first half, but really is kind of more of a slow. It was still, you know, back and forth. But, again, it was both teams kind of show off, well, who can have the best dunks and who can get the best three-point shots to go up and go in. And we saw a lot of spectacular shots, a lot of incredible alley-oops and setups for each other. Looking at the scoring right now, looking at Team Navy right now leading the way, Kyler Wenger with 12 points, Braden Brockman with 10, Brody Kotman with 2, Luke Siebert with 6, Gannon Bowe with 5, LT Thomas with 6, Eli Brockstrom with 2, Logan Blevins with 2, and Colby Free with 9, getting a lot of those points in the last kind of 10 minutes there of that first half. Taking a look at Team Gold, Andrew Baker, 7 points, Carney with 2, Boswell with 8, Coulterman with 8, Peak with 8. There's 4 players who finished with 8 points total on the Gold team. Man, they were so great there with it. McAfee with 7, Ben Houghton with 2. Again, that last one who had 8, Brandon Schmesley, and then Garrett Barton with 6. What did you see in that first half there other than a lot of dunks and 3-point shots there, Justin?
Yeah, I'm surprised the field goal percentages aren't even higher than they are. Both teams about 46 to 49% shooting. Of course, you know, some half-court misses kind of factor into that as well. But, yeah, it didn't seem like there were a ton of misses. A lot of dunks, a lot of open shots, and not much defense, which you kind of expected in an all-star game. But just from my past experience, I feel like there was maybe slightly more defense play. But, man, here today, they're just letting it all fly. The cool thing is you went through that scoring there. 9 of the 10 guys have scored for Gold, and 9 of the 10 players have scored for Navy. So I'm sure those other two players will have an opportunity to score here at some point today. But it's good to see so many different people getting involved in so many ways. I would say the one part of the game that needs a little bit more practice for these guys is alley-oop. They probably don't work on it much during practice, even in games during the regular season. But there were some fantastic dunks, but I think only about 2 or 3 times did we actually see an alley-oop dunk, because most of the alleys weren't very good. So maybe work on some of those lobs for the dunks here in the second half.
Yeah, those ones were kind of into the gutter there. But, yeah, we go to the second half again. It's Team Gold ahead by 2 right now, 56-4. 8 total lead changes. We saw 3 ties. Gold, they've led for 13 minutes and 53 seconds total. What's it going to take for the Navy team to try to get back in here? I mean, a lot of great talent on their team, a lot of big level. I mean, what are you going to see here from Team Navy to try to respond here in the second half, maybe try to up the tempo, intensity? I mean, what are you going to see?
In my opinion, I think we're going to see exactly what we saw for 20 minutes for about another 16 minutes. And then I think the last 3 or 4 minutes of this game, I think there's going to be a switch flip. I think both these teams might start playing defense because they're going to want to win, right? So going down the stretch, you're just not going to give up a dunk. So that's my prediction, is that we see about 16 minutes of more of a free-for-all offensively, and then I think these teams are really locked down and hopefully have a fantastic finish. We'll probably see a little bit of defense and some more competitive juices kind of click in to help us get to the finish here today.
Yeah, again, 2 minutes here, we can get into the second half. Just keeping it here soon. Maybe Brandon Sabin picking up an interview. Oh, actually, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in about a minute or 2 minutes here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, Navy against Gold here at the All-Star Game on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Hi, this is Riley with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we believe in making your wants and dreams a reality. Whether it's buying your first home, upgrading your vehicle, or funding a small business or farm, our flexible loan options are designed with you in mind, offering fast approval, competitive rates, and the personalized service you deserve. When you are ready to take that next step, stop by and see us or apply online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 2174842.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Proffitt. Justin Fluke, Brandon Sabin at the sideline getting us interviews, and Seth back in studio here to start the second half. Navy against Gold. Gold with the 2-point lead, 56-54. We talked about it at halftime during our halftime little show there that, you know, we're going to see probably some cool little level of play, some relaxed little play maybe for about 15, 16 minutes, but there will be a switch to be flipped here on both sides. Again, at the end of the day, these players want to win. They want to end up, some of these players, their careers with a win here, even at this all-star level game. All right, we get started again in both. The top of the perimeter, 3-point shot gets missed and rebounded underneath by Andrew Baker. Baker, who finished that first half with 7 points there for him. Now with it, Team Gold, Jackson Colterman outside to Van Houten. Van Houten holds it, left-hand dribbling at the waistline, throws it to his left. Now dribbled back and given back to Van Houten. Van Houten driving inside the key, left side jumper from the elbow gets missed, and the rebound picked up by Colby Free. Free, who had 9 points to end that first half, just really got going there at the very end. 3-point shot up and in, good. Colby Free Man, he has gotten going from both the in and out. A player I saw take too many shots throughout the regular season from three, but I think just kind of the last thing here, you know, he's just still comfortable. You've been the big man all year long, the power forward. See, like a guard for once. Take some threes. Now short corner shot from Andrew Baker on the fadeaway. Now at 9 points on this game. Here down the court, Bo, throwing it quickly to Brockman. Brockman, left hand. All right, we're going to get this one to Brandon Statman here. He's got an interview with Brandon Schmesley from the Axel Eagles.
All right, guys, a couple minutes here with Axel's Brandon Schmelsley here. Talk about the experience, man. This is kind of high level, up and down, and kind of a fun game so far for you guys.
Yeah, it's fun to be around all the great athletes in Northeast Kansas and just, you know, making friends and just having fun playing the game of basketball.
Talk about your decision to go to KU and play football. You've had so much success, obviously, with Axel, but, you know, ultimately when it came down to that decision, you know, what went into it and obviously going to KU?
Yeah, KU made me feel like home, and from the day I stepped on campus and they gave me my visit, that was the one really good thing they did, was they made it seem like home to me, and so that influenced my decision.
How gratifying was it to finally capture that state basketball title this year? You guys have been so close over the last few years, and finally in your senior year, you guys bust through in pretty dominant fashion in that title game against the defending champs, but just this final ride and obviously closing it out with the state championship.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things. You won a state title, and we didn't get it done the last 3 years in basketball, and we've been there. And so I think going into this year, all of our seniors and all the guys that have been there, we kind of had that mindset that we need that state title to help our dynasty. And it's just I'm really grateful that we could win that.
Probably couldn't have pictured much more success with the four straight football titles. You get the basketball title. Now you're concentrating track and field, of course, going for your third straight title there. Just talk about that and obviously kind of getting going here with state track.
Yeah, it's just our third state title. We can get our third, potentially third state title in track. And I think it's just another stepping stone in our dynasty at Axel, us seniors. And, you know, just the last couple of memories that I'll have in high school with these guys.
There it is. Mitch Melsley of Axel KU football commit. Thanks, man. Have fun.
Thank you.
All right, guys, there it is. Back to you.
Hey, tell him that his head coach, Jason Tynan, says this All-Star game's awful right now. Not competitive enough. Need more defense.
You know, I'm not surprised Tynan would say that. And tell you what, he really prides himself on his defense, the defensibility. You missed a couple there for radio folks. Cameron Boswell, 2 points. Kearney, he put up two. Brockman, two. Andrew Breaker, he just got two right there. Now here, Gold team getting it right back here. Gold up by one, 64-63, 16-48 left to go in this second half. Three-point shot by Kearney. Gets missed off the glass into the hands of Free. Free taking it down the court here. Out to Siebert. Siebert passes it to the top. Now right side elbow. Passed out to the right. Free trying a three-point shot. Couldn't get to go in, but an offensive rebound by Wenger. He goes back in for two. He leads with 14 points. Leading scorer here tonight from both sides. Now here at the top is Kearney. Kearney behind his back to his right to Boswell. Boswell back up to the top of the perimeter. Quick slice inside, just a little off the crust. It will stay here with Navy.
You know, this might sound a little strange as well, but the other factor I think that could come into play here is fatigue. You know, obviously these guys are five in and five out, but it's been a couple weeks since they've been in basketball shape running up and down the court. And the other thing is that all these highlight dunks, it took some energy. Like, and they were dunking in the pregame, they're dunking in the game. So, you know, I think fatigue could be a little bit of a sneaky factor as well. These guys have exerted a lot of energy when they have been out there on the court making some highlight offensive plays.
Well, it sounds, but I don't think Tynan would take much of a problem with putting them back into shape real quickly. But here, 3-point shot up from the top, and then just off of the rim from Team Gold, rebounded, corralled by Blevins. Blevins gets it underneath to Thomas. Thomas to Brockman. Brockman goes in for two. Now with 14 points on the game for Braden Brockman. 16 minutes left to go here in the second half. 67-64, 3-point lead here now for Navy. Gold trying to respond. It's Kearney with the floater down Broadway. Goes in for two. Now is 6 points on the game. Hayden Kearney down the court now taking it. Eberle. Eberle at the top beneath his legs drives. Left elbow extending with a lunge. Now to Thomas. Thomas drives face wide and goes in for two. LT Thomas, who's committed to going to JUCO. Not officially known where the college he will choose, but LT Thomas, the senior who comes from Sabetha, I will mention in the Big East. Underneath, ball blocked by Kearney. LT Thomas taking it down the court here. Now to Brockman. Brockman palms it right hand low on the left side wing, working left of your dial here. Now off the rim, and that one's going to go back into Gold's territory. Gold now down the court here. at backcourt with it holding is Van Houten. Van Houten, front court, putting it to Baker. Baker, three-point shot up and off the rim. LT Thomas makes the rebound for Navy. Navy taking it down the court. It's LT Thomas once again. Little pep in the step down the court. Now a quick jab left inside. Right-hand finish. That time a little intense layup. But again, team still taking it slow in the pacing with 15 minutes left to go in this second half.
That's what Thomas is best at. I always felt like slashing and dashing, getting his way to the hoop. He's one of four guys in double digits for the Navy All-Stars who currently lead by five.
McAfee tripping it down the court at the top. Quicks a quick two-foot landing step for the three. Couldn't get it to go in. Ball gets saved inbounds by Cotman. Now Brockman at the top. Left side here. Jump step out to his left. Three-pointer. Would have been some finesse points there, but gets a miss. Baker comes up with the rebound. Taking it down in the key. Carney now tilting his head to his right. At the top of the perimeter now. Back to Van Houten. Van Houten takes a long three, a foot off the top of the mark. And misses. Recollecting underneath the window is Cotman. Right foot jab. Now back up to the top. Looks like that's going to draw a foul. We're going to see here some golds come out to the floor. Substitution.
Yeah. Five new players for the Gold All-Stars. It was kind of time there, so they actually called the foul on Hayden Carney. But, you know, I was about to say, I think that's about three or four total fouls we've had in this game. There's not been very many. Maybe three or four total fouls, and that just goes to show you not much defense, of course, being played. But we can slip in a quick 30-second timeout. We do have a substitution timeout. And we're back to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games at Highland Community College after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We mentioned at the half, Justin, that we got a couple of players who have yet to score. Who are those players? You think they'll get a chance here to get on the board for both teams?
No doubt. Cooper Eberle for the Navy All-Stars, a D-West senior. And then Bodie Dillon's had a couple three-point looks. He'll try to knock one down for the Gold All-Stars from Holton as he just got back on the floor. So it's Peek and Dillon, two Holton guys. Also Brandon Schmelsley. Garrett Martin and Luke McAfee are the five new ones that just checked on the floor for the Gold All-Stars. They got some work to do. We'll see if they can make up ground as they come in here down five.
Yeah, Braden Peek, no doubt. We saw what he was able to do in that first half with his dunks. We'll see if he tries to get a couple more here at half number two. Three-point shot here unloaded by Eberle. He was one of the ones that was trying to get up on the board. He tries a second one, misses that one as well. Looks like they're trying to get him in, but now here they go outside for a different player. Missing the shot. Now Team Gold takes it over here, and they'll trip down the court here. Pass the H, slow dribbling. Again, it is Gold with it. Everyone coming up to the backcourt here now with it. It's Dillon. Dillon, the drive inside, flips it out. Now to McAfee. McAfee in the key, loses the ball. LT Thomas palms it left hand down the court, has a chance for the dunk. Just releases it a little off the palm. I think he punched the wall. He goes, man, I knew I had the chance to complete it, but he still gets the two for himself. At the top, looks like a long two getting slashed, tried to by Dillon, but it gets missed. Gold still keeping a hand of it, and a three-point shot is sliced and diced from the left side wing. It's picked up by Braden Peek. Peek taking no time to get back into this one. Already 11 points on the game, finished 8 points in the first half, 12-2 left to go in this second one. However, Team Gold trailing by 4, 73-69. LT Thomas behind the back, left-hand dribbling, right between the legs, stepping back for the three-point shot. Gets mixed. We're going to go right down to Brandon Tatman for another interview.
All right, here we are, Jackson Colterman of Onega, man. Just talk about the experience and playing in this game today.
Yeah, it's, I mean, pretty cool to play with some new teammates, different teammates, different opponents. It's pretty cool.
Is it the first time stepping on the basketball floor since the end of the season?
Yes, it is.
Do you feel a little bit of rust? You hit a shot early, but how are you feeling out there yourself?
I mean, a little rusty, but pretty loose, so that helps.
Talk about your career, obviously, with the Onega Buffaloes. Is there a favorite memory or anything that kind of stands out to you? It doesn't have to necessarily be basketball, but just any sport you played?
I mean, probably baseball. My sophomore year when we went to the state tournament, and got fourth. That was probably my favorite high school memory.
So it's kind of focused right now on baseball and getting going with that. Seems like you guys are off to a pretty good start. How you feeling about just the baseball season with that just getting going?
Pretty good. We got some young guys, but they're ready to step up.
Do you feel like defense is going to maybe show out a little bit here in the second half once the game gets maybe a little bit tighter down the stretch?
Yeah, I think it will a little bit.
All right. Yeah, there it is. Jackson Coltsman of Onega. Thanks again, man.
Yep, thank you.
Back to you.
A shout-out to Jackson Coltsman. He's going to go to Butler to play baseball. I talked to his dad throughout the football season. He speaks highly about his son as he continues his baseball journey. One final shot, though, here at basketball. It's, again, that's many firsts on these athletes. Mard underneath the basket for Team Gold, getting the rebound. Cooper Everly, during that interview, got his first points of the game. So now everyone on Team Navy has gotten a piece of the action inside the hoop.
And I feel like the defense has started to pick up, especially for the Navy All-Stars. I mean, Navy's pulled away here. They lead by double digits, and it's because they've kind of turned on the defense. They just got a steal in the backcourt and another layup.
And I look to take it right back in with it. Logan Blevin to win up 4-2. And I think when one side picks up the intensity, that might be a little knock on the door, say, hey, we might want to also pick up the tempo as well. 11 minutes left to go in the second half. 82-69, 11-point lead here for, again, Team Navy taking it back right.
Yeah, Navy's definitely stepped up their defense, and Brandon's got another interview courtside.
All right, Jefferson County North, Andy Baker joining us here, man. How fun is it playing in this game today?
Oh, it's honestly an amazing opportunity to come out here and play one more last basketball game out here. It's awesome. I love it.
Talk about your career at JCN. You know, is there a favorite memory that kind of stands out? Doesn't have to be basketball, but just something that kind of stands out as your career comes to a close here?
Honestly, just at JCN, we're all like a family. It's all just a great camaraderie there and chemistry. It's always fun, not even just playing in games. Practices with all the guys are just amazing.
If you had to go back to your freshman self and tell you something maybe that you know now, what would that be?
Turn off the attitude I had my freshman year way sooner than I figured it out. Probably my junior year I figured that out. So
what's next for your future plans after high school finishes up?
I'm gonna go straight into the workforce and a general sales. So that's it.
There it is. Andy Baker, Jefferson County North, man. Enjoy the rest of the game.
Okay, thank you, appreciate it.
Back to you guys.
All right, thank you, Brandon Sadman and Andy Baker from JCN. Back in the action, 10 minutes left to go in the second half, 84-71. Big 13-point lead here for Team Navy, now drawn to just 11 after Braden Peak going in for a nice right-hand finish for the lay in. Now down the court, taking it, Luke Siebert. Siebert out to his left to Wenger. Wenger back behind to Bo, right-hand finish, taking the windmill move, and Bo goes in for two.
Still 13-point game here, so I'm wondering, you know, how soon the Gold All-Stars are going to start geeing up a little bit, try to get back in it. There's a three that'll help them offensively by Luke McAfee.
That will sure help. Now with 12 points on the game for McAfee, 5-11 from the field, 2-for-4 from around the perimeter. Three-point shooting has been quite successful for both teams today. Outside, here's another one. Launched by Navy. Gets missed, though. McAfee will pick up the board and take it down the court. He looks quickly. Schmedley down the court. Thinking of maybe setting up Martin there. No, he takes it himself. Schmedley in for two. Brandon Schmedley picks up point number 10 for himself. Five double-digit scores here for Navy in this contest. Getting everybody there. High-scoring numbers like an arcade machine. Breaking records. Air down for Team Navy. Back with the ball on the offensive rebound. Three-point shot by Wenger. Off the left side of the rim. And off the iron, picking up is Braden Peake. Now Gold takes it down the court. Looks like they're going to get a double dribble around half court, and the ball will go right back to Navy. Air up by 8.
5 regular starters coming back in for the Gold All-Stars. It'll be Hayden Carney from Valley Falls, Boswell from Hiawatha, Colterman from Onega. Actually, they kind of changed it up a little bit. It's not the exact same 5-in, 5-out rotation that they had in the first half. Now that I look out there, there's a couple changes.
Free here from the top, looking for a jumper fadeaway shot. Couldn't get it to go in, and it is Gold who takes back over here in control with 8:30 left to go in the second half, 86-78. They're trailing at large by 8 to Team Navy. At the top here, drive inside by Van Houten through 4 defenders. You see the intensity of the defense. Definitely ain't picked up here. You're seeing a couple more maneuvers offensively in the sets. There, Carney inside. That's kind of more of the offensive sets we've probably seen run here in Gold, executing well. Carney inside, flash in the middle. Got a good pass to collect inside, and the right-hand finish to the basket, all good. Here now just down by 6. Inside drive is Siebert. Siebert now passes out to the corner. Three-point shot from Navy. It's good and put in.
Tyler Wenger, one of the leading scorers from Sabetha. He's hit a couple threes in this game, has 16, right?
He's now officially a year. Winger is at 17 points on the game, 3 of 6 from around the perimeter, 7 of 11 from the field, 3 rebounds. Just only 7 total minutes played, though, on the court. But, man, he has made the most with that time. Right-hand floater to finish in on the left side lane. Trips it down. 7:36 left to go. Now drawn to just a 7-point lead. How far can Gold go? Can they get this keep going? But to extend the lead here on the baseline, nice drive inside. Pushing in for two is Braden Brockman. We're going to send this one right down. Back to you, Braden Zappin.
All right, Luke Maxey here for the Horton Chargers. Man, talk about the experience of just playing in this game today.
It's been fun. Not a little bit goofing around, but just taking a little bit serious this half.
You guys got to the state tournament a couple years ago. I know you guys got to the sub-state semifinals, but really the last 3 years with Coach Losey, you guys have been just very successful. You guys have had some good teams. Just talk about the run you guys have had over the last few years.
We've worked from the ground up. We didn't start very good, and then we... all that practice. Low speed, practice enough hard. Later practices.
Do you feel like there's one memory or two maybe from the basketball season that stands out? I would have to imagine maybe that trip to the state tournament a couple years ago.
Yeah, that state trip was pretty fun. And then the next year, the sub-state championship was fun too.
You guys are trying to fight back into this game. Still 6.5 minutes to go. You feel like the defense might lock down a little bit more, maybe clamp up a little bit more?
Yeah, I hope.
Talk about your future plans. What's next for you?
I'm going to go straight to workforce after school.
Okay. Luke Maxey, man, appreciate it. Have fun.
You too.
All right, there it is, guys. Luke Maxey, Horton, back to you.
You mentioned that defense. It's starting to get a little tighter for both sides. Carney now 12 points on the game with a jumper out from the right elbow. Just still down by 7. Is the deficit 95-88 is the score. This one might go into the hundreds. We're seeing a real college game unfold here. Again, two college 20-minute halves between these two teams. Right now it's still... Navy with the lead, 3-point shot from Team Gold, gets missed, rebound picked up by Cotman, down the court, LT Thomas with 16 points, can he go for 18 in the interior, just off the fishbowl, flops right out here to Brockman for the rebound for Team Navy, he keeps it, gets it on the baseline, great pass, he gets credit with the assist as Cotman goes in 4-2. Standing now to a 9-point lead, 97-88, 5:41 left to go here in this second half. We're getting down to the wire here in the All-Star matchup. Here, 3-point shot, that one well short arm by Carney. Carney, who's been really doing most of the work here for Team Gold. He is at 12.611 from around the field. Long 3-point shot there, splashed by Eberle. Eberle, who did not score any points in that first half, 5 points here in the second. He's had some good time as he's came in here. Again, he is a native here to Highland, Kansas, going to Donovan West. Rebound by Eberle. He picks it up, takes it for Navy down the court. Right the legs, now right-hand dribble, kicks it outside, hesitating a 3-point shot, now back up to the top. Logan Blevins for Team Navy takes the three, just a couple feet off the arc, misses. Rebound is easy for Andrew Baker. Now you're down the court. By Gold, we have now 100 points scored on the game. 100-88 is the score, down by 12. Team Gold, can they draw it within single digits? Here it's still double as Baker goes inside for the... loader finish. 190 is your score. 4:42 left to go. We'll be back in just a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's 190 in the second half, 4:42 left to go. Navy leads. We're going to take this one right down to you, Brandon Sabin. He's got an interview loaded up for you guys.
All right, here with Trent Benn out in the Valley Falls, man. Just talk about this season and obviously making it to the state tournament and that fourth place finish. Just overall thoughts from your season, guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We bonded really well as a team from the start and just had a lot of chemistry. And it was a really fun season for us. And going to Manhattan was awesome for all of us.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a super exciting feeling. You know, the outcome of that third-place game wasn't what you wanted, but a game really you haven't probably ever played in. I mean, a game like that at the high school level, it was 180-plus points scored against El Saline. Again, I know you don't come out on the winning side of it, but just in a game like that and on a stage like that, what was that like?
Yeah, not the outcome we wanted, but it was an awesome game to be in and to experience playing in.
What's next for you? I mean, obviously your future plans here once your high school career is done.
I'm not completely sure yet, so.
Still working on that?
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys are down 10 with 4.5 left. Do you feel like the defense going to clamp up a little bit?
They're going to step up here and probably shut them down and go on a 20-0 run.
Well, a 20-0 run, man. Well, congrats again, man. We appreciate a few minutes, man. Enjoy the rest of the game.
Thank you.
All right, there it is, man. Trenton Van Houten of Valley Falls. Back to you guys.
Well, 20-0 run would sure be the fire way to get yourselves back in this game. That's a step in the right direction. And step right by McAfee to go in for the right-hand hook finish. 109-2 the score. Down by 8 is Gold. Navy has the ball with 4 minutes left to go in this second half. Playing out right side, LT Thomas pump fakes the 3, steps right back outside the perimeter, now takes a drive in. He lands it off on the baseline to Brody Cotman from Marhill Matt Academy, and the Raven flies in for 2. Now back to a 10-point lead, 3:47 left to go here for Team Navy. Here outside the perimeter. Gold going back inside to Martin. Martin right to the basket he goes. That's his late third dunk of the game possibly there for Martin. Man, what a great game for him so far inside the interior. And many dunks recorded so far in this contest. Might to try to break a record. We don't know that officially yet, but if there were to be one, might be broken here. Martin taking it down the court. Gold to get the ball right back. Trying to look for the right-hand finish. Ball gets knocked right out of the hands of Luke McAfee. It will stay Gold's ball. Right now they trail just by 8, single digits, 3:18 left to go in the second half.
Good hustle, though, by Logan Blevins. He wasn't going to give him just an open 2-point easy basket at this juncture in the game. We're under 3.5 minutes to go, so Blevins going to make him earn a couple points at the line to try to keep this one close.
Luke McAfee at the free throw line, again a senior from Horton High School, first team in the NEKL, 13 points per game, 7 rebounds a game for the young kid. We're going to get this one right down to you, Brandon Satman.
All right, here with Cameron Boswell from Hiawatha, man. Coming down the home stretch here, high-scoring game, but what's it been like playing in this game today?
Well, I mean, it's just been a blast, you know. Pretty much all offense, as you can tell.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of defense, but, I mean, 3 minutes left. You feel like you got to clamp down, at least try to come back and win this thing?
Absolutely, man.
Just talk about your experience with Hiawatha, you know, the new Big East. You know, you bring in the Silver Lake, St. Mary's. You know, what was it like making that transition from the Big 7 to the Big East?
Yeah, well, brought in, you know, all new great teams, and that competition is just really fun to play against.
And then, of course, Coach Jasper moving over from the girls to the boys. What was it like, you know, being coached by him here in your final year?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got nothing bad to say, really. It was he's a interesting guy, you could say, but, yeah, he's a great coach.
Finally, just what's kind of the future and what's next for you?
Well, I still need to decide that myself.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Cam Boswell of Hiawatha, man. Thanks again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, guys, back to you.
Well, now officially everyone has scored in the game. During the interview, Bodie Dillon from Holton was able to get in for 2. So now everybody on both teams have been able to contribute to a little bit of the success on both teams. With 2:13 left to go in the second half, 104-98 is the score. Taking it down the court here, Navy with it. Bo after the missed 3-point shot. Ball goes out of the bounds, and it'll stay here with Team Navy. Also during that break, Bo went in for 2, so did Braden Peak inside the basket. Now a 3-point shot unloaded by Kyle Wenger for Sabetha, from Sabetha, goes in for the long 2. 107-98, 1:53 left to go here to finish this one out. Schmezley with it, passes it off to his right. Team Gold again trying to respond down large. Navy won the girls' game by a final score of 68-57. Here down the court. Here now, Gannon Bo out to his left to Wenger. Wenger now nearly losing the ball. Left side corner, back up to Wenger. Wenger from Sabetha, up top, 14 Navy, trying to extend this lead. Kick out, right side, looking to plummet. A long 3-point shot in and out of the bowl. Martin strips it up from the top of the window. Schmezley, quick fire down the court. Quick fire from the 3. Release from Gold. 2-point shot up by Cameron Boswell.
Oh, Braden Peak.
Braden Peak.
High-scoring honors for the Gold All-Stars, plus his 3 dunks. Sabetha's really strutting their stuff. LT Thomas and Kyler Wenger, 2 of the leading scorers on the Navy side.
Schmezley trying to dribble the ball down behind his back. Unfortunately, turnover there for him. 107-101, 6-point lead here for Navy. Can they look to extend here? 3-point shot from Bo. Gets missed. He gets the rebound, though, and Free puts up another dunk. Colby Free. Dunk number 3, I believe, there for a man already. A couple players here with 3 dunks. Schmezley goes in puts in the two to respond with 39 seconds left to go in this second half. Just a 6-point lead here for the Navy squad with 109 to 103. 32 seconds left to go. At half court, free with it. Just time to try to take it out. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Really haven't had to mention it this entire game. It has been something we've worried about. Wenger with it. Out to his right, Bowe, a long three-point shot, nearly splashed off the back of the iron. Schmadgley rebounds on the baseline, takes it here down the court. Quick drive inside, peak to try to get a dunk. He goes in. I'll give it about an 8 on the scale. Looks
he won
good.
The dunk contest today. Maybe just barely edging Colby Free, maybe.
That's
another dunk for Navy.
That's Luke Siever who goes in with it with 4.8 seconds left to go. Looks like Navy will be the ones to secure it for both men's and women's. Score 111 to 105. And with 5 seconds left to go, this is actually where they're going to end it. 111 to 105. What a game between the Gold Squad and the Navy Squad. Plenty of dunks, plenty of threes. We're going to take a quick couple-minute break. We'll come back here for our post-game show. Again, last chime with it from the All-Star Games, wrapping up the men's contest. Again, final score, 111 to 105. Navy winning both the men's and the women's contest. We've got a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Hi, this is Nick from Citizens State Bank. Spring has almost arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor serviced for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maybe instead of spring cleaning, you need some spring painting. It's amazing how new and exciting a paint job can make you feel. Painting projects start at Edelman's in Sabetha. They carry PPG, including interior and exterior primers, and a variety of interior and exterior paints, plus all the supplies and tools you need. Edelman's also has a variety of Pinofin stain products to protect and bring a vibrant appeal to your deck. Think of how much better you'll feel sitting on that deck this summer. Edelman's Lumber, your full service home center for 50 years. Trust the quality and experience of Edelman's in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Justin Fluke, Brandon Thatt, and Seth back in studio. This has been your All-Star Games coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, the women's game ending 6-7 with Navy winning. Here are the men's game just concluded 111-105. Navy also taking the big-time victory. Final run-through of the numbers here in the men's game. Brody Cobbin fishing with 6.7 rebounds. Braden Brockman, 17 points, one board. Kyler Wenger leading the row here for the Navy team with 20 points and 3 boards. Luke Siebert, 12.6 boards. Gannon Bowe with 11.6 boards. 5 points from Cooper Eberle. 18 points from LT Thomas. What a great game from him. Both 4 points from Brockman and Blevins. And Colby Free putting up 14 points and a plethora amount of dunks. 14 gold, Andy Baker with 13 points. Hayden Carney with 12. Cameron Boswell with 12 points. 8 points from Jackson Coltzman. 20 points and 7 rebounds by Braden Peake. He led the way not only with dunks, but also the threes there for Team Gold. 14 points from Luke McAfee. He did a lot of good work well. He also had 2 threes on the game. 4 points from Van Houten, 2 from Dillon, 12 from Schmedgley, and 8 from Martin. Everybody on both sides got everybody to score with a lot of players getting double digits. Justin, what can you kind of walk through me and tell me about this game? Again, it was Gold who was leading all in that first half, but in the second half it was Navy who kind of, we mentioned the flip of the switch, maybe in the last, you know, 5 minutes or so. Well, Navy was like, no, we want to try to take the lead here. We want to put the aggression on, and Gold just couldn't try to respond there. They tried to in the final bit there, but Navy, they held them off very well and successfully here. They take the victory.
Yeah, I think it was Navy that just flipped the switch a little bit sooner, actually made a couple steals, a couple defensive plays, and that helps them secure the win. Here's some real quick things that I saw, and don't let me lose track of Brandon wherever he's at, but I counted up 23 pointers made in this game and 14 dunks. We were kind of following along with that. I had 14 dunks, 23 pointers, also had six guys in double digits for both teams, so 12 double-digit scores total. But the man that scored the most points tonight and had the most dunks is down on the court with our Brandon Tadman.
All right, Justin, as you mentioned, Braden Peek here for the Holton Wildcats. Man, high-scoring affair, a lot of dunks, a lot of threes, but how would you assess today's game?
I think we played hard for the most part. Not much you can do with an hour of practice, but pretty good time.
Is it the first time you've like legitimately stepped on the basketball floor since the end of the season, or have you played much since then?
Cousins' birthday parties, but that doesn't really count. So
just talk about the talent, you know, on the floor today.
It's pretty amazing to play with some of these guys. You know, obviously as a normal high school team, you don't get to recruit the elite players, so this is a pretty cool experience.
Talk about maybe some favorite memories, you know, throughout your Holton career. Doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, in basketball, but just, you know, it goes by so fast and now it's kind of winding down. I mean, when you look back on some things, what's maybe a moment or two that kind of stands out to you?
Really just the bus rides and the meals with the team and getting to know people and building a family.
What's the next kind of step for you, the future plans here after high school?
I'm going to Washburn to major in business and walk on to the track team.
Good stuff, Braden Peek of Holton. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
Guys, back to you.
If I learned one thing, if you invite Braden Peek to your birthday party, he might be putting a couple dunks on you, right? Maybe a couple threes.
He's the entertainment at the birthday party. Yeah, with the showcase of dunks that we saw, game high 20 points. But, again, a lot of guys at double digits. This game was all about offense from the opening tip to the final whistle, but super that every single player that was here got a chance to score because, as we talked about, all of them very, very deserving of the honor just to be selected and be able to come and participate and be a part of this. One other thing we did mention during the broadcast is that, you know, there might be some people somewhere that are thinking, man, that was a senior that was really, really good. Why wasn't he there? I think it's important that we mention that there were some invites that were sent out, but because of conflicts, there were some kids that had to decline the offer to come today. So those people that are, you know, wondering maybe why a player or two wasn't here, that could be the case. So, you know, there's a lot more that get invited that are able to actually come and participate. I know there was some proms and a few other, you know, activities going on this weekend in Northeast Kansas. So, yeah, probably some other guys that certainly were capable and deserving of being here, but it didn't work out for one reason or another. But the ones that came showed out for sure and made it some highly entertaining all-star action here in Highland.
Well, regardless whether you're the first selection or the second selection, really the talent level in Northeast Kansas, and we can say this for sure because this is the area we were broadcasting in, the amount of these athletes who played to the state talent level and went there in one state, one of those off the top of my head being Axel, two of those winners down there at the Class 1A Division 1 level, you know, or Division 2 level, just incredible work there for both Brockman and Schmesley being able to get and do that. That was just their second time winning a state tournament in their program history. And, of course, there's a lot of, also, of course, great stories from plenty of those other players who were able to play. We saw Valley Falls down there on the court, their run as well through the tournament, getting at the very end, falling in, I believe, the third-place match, was it? So, anyway, with that being said, here again, this is the All-Star Finals here. 68-57 was the final of the women's game. Navy winning. Navy swept the day with the men's game also 111-105. Quick check-in here. One more final time from Justin.
Well, I think we got one more interview with one of the Sebesta players. The two leading scorers for the Navy All-Stars today were Kyler Winger with 20 and LT Thomas with 18. So it's the two Sebesta guys that are the two leading scorers on the winning squad, and one of them is courtside with Brandon Tadman.
All right, Sebesta's LT Thomas here for a couple minutes. You know, they just said you and Kyler were the two leading scorers today for your team, and obviously, just playing with him one final time and playing in this game today, what was it like?
It was fun. Wish we could have been out on the court together. But, yeah, you know,
normally what we do felt like pickup, so it's kind of
what the theme of this game is. It's just kind of like a pickup game, but just talk about the athletes that are here. You know a lot of these kids from playing against them throughout high school, but, you know, getting a chance to team up with some of these guys and just playing a game like this, what was that like?
It was fun. It was a lot of shooting, I could say.
I think there was a half-court shot within the first 35 seconds of the game. Was that on the drawing board?
I don't know about that one. I don't know. I think they made a deal or something.
But, again, a lot of fun. Just talk about your high school career. I know you guys had a great team, and you guys made it to the sub-state championship game. You fell a little bit short to Silver Lake. But just talk about this final ride with you and your teammates this year.
It was fun. I know. We gave everything we had.
Yeah. What's next for you, man? What's the future look like?
I have no clue yet.
Hey, man, that's been kind of the theme answer today. You know, you got plenty of time to think about it, but appreciate the few minutes.
Thank you.
Here's LT Thomas and Sabetha. Back to you guys.
LT Thomas was definitely not lying when it came to shooting. Over 193 total shots were taken in this. Actually, 96, I believe, total shots here taken in this contest. Just overall, a great numbers. Put up by both sides. It was just an overall shootout fest, dunk out fest, three-point contest, whatever you want to call it. It had all the marks. All right, Justin, any final say here as we wrap things up here at the All-Star Games?
Well, not only just a bunch of great athletes and a bunch of great basketball players here today, but a bunch of incredible human beings. I think some of that kind of came out probably during the interviews, which is always my favorite part, and I think some of the fans' favorite part as well, to hear some of these senior athletes talk about their career and what, you know, has taken place and what's next in their future. But incredible humans, and now many of them, as we heard from, you know, are trying to win another championship or trying to, you know, get something done at the next level, whether that was softball players we talked to on the girls' side or track guys we talked to, baseball, you name it. I mean, there's still some unfinished business for a lot of these seniors to try to finish out this spring before they officially graduate and close their high school careers. So a bunch of great individuals, great humans. It's fun when they can get together and just have some fun in an atmosphere like this. I think it was fun for everybody involved. That's what it's all about. And congrats to everyone involved, and best of luck in all their futures, because it's a true privilege and honor for us to be able to cover them and to have the kind of not just great, you know, athletes and schools and communities, but, you know, just to be able to be a part and get to know some of these families, you know, in our coverage over the course of the year. So
well said, Justin. Again, final here from the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Justin Pflug, Brand Zatman, Seth. Back and see you. The women's final 60-57, men's final 111-105. Navy sweep in the night. Again, here it's the basketball season completely to a close with the All-Star Games coming to the end here. Now get on the wave. We got now baseball, softball, and track on the horizon again. This has been the MSC Sports Radio Network for your All-Star Games coverage. Thank you all for tuning in here on this lovely Sunday.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.